again, this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, reliving some 50 years here in Hendersonville, the years WHKP has provided full-time, full-service programming. And in that we depended on Mr. Frank L. Fitzsimmons to cover the early history of the county and its people, we're simply taking up where Mr. Fitz left off. Yesterday, we talked about the changes in barber shops of today and the old days of Lucky Tiger Hair Tonic and Pine Oil Creosote Shampoo. Back in the 40s, life was not as hectic. It seemed you had more time to, well, stop and even smell the roses. And for practical jokes, and I'll have more on that. Practical jokes were commonplace in those less hectic days of the 40s. And the late Bill Hodges, who not only organized the first bank after the stock market crash, but managed that bank, the Old State Trust Company, until its merger with Northwestern Bank. Bill loved to pull pranks, but only with people he really enjoyed calling his friends. And one of those was his barber, Bob Case. Bob worked with my dad in the days of the old Ames Hotel barbershop on 4th Avenue. Bob Case was a fairly big man. And he was not just a fan, he was a fanatic supporter of the New York Yankees in their great heyday. Back in those years, here in the South, we sported a hefty population of what were called closet drinkers, publicly opposed to demon rum and the fruit of the grape, but surreptitiously not above a little pick-me-up from time to time, maybe even in the day. And Bill Hodges knew this about Bob. For Bob's birthday, Hodges arranged with Bob Freeman, who ran the newsstand on Church Street just around the corner from the barbershop, to give to Bob a gallon of Old Maud wine on his birthday and just say, "Happy birthday, Bob, from Bill Hodges." However, it was emphasized to Freeman the gallon jug was not to be wrapped in any way. Bill Hodges kept a lookout on Bob's birthday and spotted Bob as he rounded the corner from his barbershop position for a little pick-me-up in the afternoon. And then, after he had been given his gallon jug of Old Maud, Bob headed back to the Ames barbershop around the corner, and that's when Bill Hodges struck. Now, many men, when they get to an older age, begin to have foot trouble. And so it was with Bob Case, and he had learned to walk on his tiptoes and the balls of his feet to gain relief. So there you have it. Bob Case tiptoeing on the balls of his feet around the corner of 4th and Church, and suddenly Bill Hodges started yelling at the top of his voice, "Thief! Thief! You've stole that wine!" Case, who had hoped nobody would see him carrying a gallon jug of wine around in the middle of the afternoon, started running down 4th Avenue. And the chase kept up with Hodges yelling all the way until he got to the First Baptist Church when he turned and walked back to the bank. Case slipped back to the barbershop, Old Maud still intact, and for the next week he'd strop his razor and mutter softly, "I'll cut him. I'll cut him from ear to ear." On another occasion, Bob was heading for his room in the old Ford Hotel in the depot section, and that day he had used his elbow a slight bit too much for those pick-me-ups, and without looking, he started across the street and simply walked into the side of a slow-moving car at the stoplight. Again, Bill Hodges sprung into action. This time, he conned a mutual friend, the mayor, Al Edwards, who presided over traffic court back then, persuaded the mayor to charge Bob with walking into the side of a car. Bob was picked up and faced a stern Al Edwards, who warned Bob extensively of the dangers of walking into the side of moving vehicles. And it was months before Case learned that Hodges had set up the whole deal. Dad always joked that barbers, screaming preachers, and guitar pickers all shared the same quality. They were highly unpredictable. And an old story passed down through the years has one certain barber who liked to preach on the side. Having a customer on his back, lathered him up for a shave, and as he stropped his razor, asked the customer, as he would at a revival meeting, "Are you prepared to meet your maker?" The customer eyed the barber as he continued popping that razor up and down the leather strap. Suddenly decided the best thing he could do was to get out of there fast, and that he did, running down Main Street with that barber cloak flying in the breeze behind him. Back then, you had those many bottles of Fitch and Lucky Tiger Hair Tonic. And also, the unforgettable smell in the old barbershop was when a customer was getting a creosote shampoo. And you never forgot the rhythmic sounds made by the shoeshine boy as he popped his cloth on the final shine in which you could see your own face. But in the barbershops back then, you learned everything that was going on in the community. most of it true fact, though occasionally embellished by the teller. Most came in waiting for tonsorial service. Many came in to get in out of the cold, and others just to loaf and catch up on the news and gossip of the day. And in the case of the Crystal Barber Shop on 7th Avenue, to either be a participant or a viewer of checker playing, played for keeps. And tomorrow we'll tell you about the Southern Regional Checkers Tournament that was held in this town, in which I became the seventh child of the seventh child and have been paid for doing a job I love, not just for 50 years, but for all my life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.